Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, family? It's a Friday edition of Speak right here with the Super Bowl champ, James Jones. James, what's the word, big dog?
Man, I'm not feeling too good, man. No hoodie. I came out here. I didn't have my hoodie.
What happened to Hoodie Friday?
Just, you know, I be traveling back and forth sometimes. And I left the...
Can we get this man a hoodie, please? Can somebody get this man a hoodie?
I don't feel good now.
Right?
Like, bro, like, hold up, man.
We got to be consistent on the show.
I'm trying to tell you.
The numbers is going good.
It's going great.
And you got your hoodie on a Friday?
Same, what you doing?
You ain't even dressed for work.
I'm not, man.
But we got the crazy hoodies on deck, though.
Can we get him a hoodie by the B-Block, please? Thank you. We will work on that. James working on that. George Taylor,
James,
how are you feeling?
I'm ready for the big game to get here.
Mm. Love it. Well, we only got to wait about 8 more days for that one.
I'm not ready.
2-5, well, are you ready for this? A-Block topic, can we get the first and 10, please? The whistle means we're at first and 10. Pat Mahomes, he has already won 2 Super Bowls. 6 straight AFC championship games. His partner in prime, Travis Kelce, you just see, and the head honcho, Andy Reid, on your screen. The question is very simple. Can they get a 3rd Super Bowl? That is the talk of the town. 8-9 days away from a shady vibe into the music. I love it. Now, remember, America. Shady won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs in 2020. That was Patrick Mahomes' first Super Bowl. But here's the question. Joy, do the Chiefs need to win another Super Bowl to be considered a dynasty?
I think so. In sports, we have a general agreement, a sort of unspoken rule, that a dynasty is cemented when you have 3 championships. That's really when it starts.
Wait, you said that's an unwritten rule?
I mean, yeah. I've been doing this a while. I'm not really a big
They didn't fill me in on that.
I'm not a big rule follower. But I look at it like this. If this was their last Super Bowl they ever went to.
Yeah.
They don't win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They don't win. This is the last Super Bowl Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid ever go to, which is super hard to visualize. But just stay with me.
I'm glad you said that part.
Yeah.
It's super hard to visualize.
Because I'm not saying that they are not this close.
He ain't even 30 yet, but go ahead.
Yeah. I think they'll be back. I'm saying for the purpose of this, the practice of this question,
okay,
it never happens again. Well, is this stretch a dynasty or is it dynasty-like? Are there other stretches that we can compare this to, going to Super Bowls, going to AFC championship games? There's certainly an AFC dynasty, mm-hmm, but you mentioned you won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, mm-hmm, which is an NFC team. Mm-hmm. The Rams, they won a Super Bowl during, mm-hmm, this time. An NFC team.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go through the AFC. They're an AFC dynasty. But to me, they're very close. Like, I'm not slandering the Chiefs in any way. I just think if they never went back to another Super Bowl, if he never won another Super Bowl, if he never got another Super Bowl MVP, it would be dynasty-like. But to me, it's 3 or more.
You asked a question. Can I answer?
Yeah.
So if I would answer your question you asked about the dynasty, I would say, well, how many teams can you think of, right? You've been doing this a long time, that have been to 6 straight NFC AFC championship games, mm-hmm, right? And then 5 years been to 4 Super Bowls?
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think that the Bills...
Well, they didn't win, though.
They didn't win?
But
do we count winning or do we count going?
I have to count winning.
I mean, but hold on. They've been to...
Winning, right? Is winning the same as winning?
No.
I'm saying they've been to 5 of them, though, they've been to 4 of them in 5 years,
right,
and they won 2 of them so far.
Yeah.
Right? So who else is doing that, though? That's my question, though.
But we're talking about in the history of sports.
It's the history of football. Who's doing that? Every year, this is the thing, though, about the dynasty. I'm just saying, overall, who's just keep going to the AFC Championship game and going to Super Bowl? Who's doing that?
Dynasties.
Every year. That's what I'm saying.
But they
every year they in that conversation.
There are lots of teams that have won multiple Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But like three them. Or more, yeah, like them. So we so how to me, like, there are certain words that I think we like to stretch a little bit to fit people in, rather than saying, like, this is the standard for true ultimate greatness. And that's just what it's been to me. Like, if you win three or more, it's in your stretch. That to me is a dynasty.
So I like to use like being dominant and dynasty. I put that together, right?
Okay.
And in their era, in their time, they've been the most dominant, right? When Tom Brady had his era,
but you got to win though.
They've been the most dominant. So we get there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it's like if you had to guess who's gonna be there. They're going to be there. Every time you get a new season comes up, no matter who's injured, who's hurt, who's traded, who's not traded, who's young, who's old, who's experienced, who's not experienced, the Chiefs, we know one thing, they're going to be there at the end, they're going to be there every year. Yeah. So that's one part. And the second part is they have won championships. They back again. If they don't win this time, knock on wood, I got to win. We can all say that, yo, in the next 3 years, they're going to probably be there again.
Yeah, but we're talking about right now. We're talking about... I'm saying if they never went back and they never win again, which I think they will go back and I think they will win again. I'm picking them to win this one. But if they don't, like right now, are they considered a dynasty?
I think it will.
My final question is this for y'all. So if they're not a dynasty, the way they're rolling every year, the AFC Championship game, almost every year in the Super Bowl, who else is doing that? That's a dynasty. I'll let y'all tell.
No, not right now.
I truly believe that if Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce all retired today, I think we have witnessed a dynasty.
Of course!
Six straight AFC championships, two Super Bowls, four Super Bowls in 5 years. And I know what Joy's getting at, because when Tom Brady was on the run, dynasties usually equal three Super Bowls. But to me, as much as they have accomplished six straight AFC championships, four appearances to the Super Bowl in 5 years, to me, I truly feel like if they retire today, this is a dynasty that we have witnessed. I don't know if we're going to see another team in future years consistently get back to the AFC Championship and Super Bowls like Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce. So I think we are witnessing a dynasty now with what they have put together. But, yeah, like y'all said, knock on wood. I ain't saying who I'm picking in the game, but, you know.
And last thing is, like, they didn't have to, like, warm it up. Gotta get this draft pick to make it happen. Nah, Pat came right up in there and started balling.
But you agree you got to win to be a dynasty, though.
I mean, but they are, James.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. I'm saying, at first you said they just getting there to the...
No. But what I'm saying they get to the dance all the time and they get to the AFC Championship all the time. Not all the time. Every year they do this, right? And then they have another chance to get a Super Bowl win. How can you not look at them as a dynasty? They get into the dance all the time. They're the most dominant. You can't write them off. They got superstar players, superstar coach. They got everything you need to be a dynasty. So, they're going to win this championship this year. It's going to be, in what, 5 years? Four chips?
Three.
Come on.
So it's the AFC championship to you that surpassed the extra Super Bowl win.
It's all of it, Joey Taylor. It's all of it.
I'm thinking about this because we had this conversation a year ago. Mm-hmm. We had this conversation a year
ago. We did.
And to me, the reason I would say that the Chiefs are a dynasty is because what they are doing is actually harder to do, historically speaking, based on the numbers, than the teams that have won three in 5 years. There are four teams, particularly...
What do you mean about that?
There are four teams in the history of the NFL that have won three Super Bowls in 5 years. You got the Steelers, you got the Cowboys, you got the Patriots, you got the Patriots, right? Those teams, there are four of them. But there are only two teams in the history of football that have won two Super Bowls plus six straight conference championship appearances in a six-year stretch. So when I'm thinking about dominance, like Shady referred to, when I'm thinking about level of difficulty, what makes a dynasty to me is, are you winning, but also, are you the gatekeeper for championships? I always said, like, LeBron James was a dynasty. I don't know about the Heat. I don't know about the Cavs. I don't know about the Lakers. But from 2007 to 2019, you had to beat LeBron James to win a championship, or he was winning the championship. Mm. I even think about right now, from 2018 until now, either the Chiefs are winning, or you have to beat them to win. They are the gatekeeper.
What would you take? Would you take six AFC Championship appearances, two Super Bowl rings, or would you take three Super Bowl rings?
Of course. Oh, okay. But it's not for much as what I would take is, it's about what's more difficult. And what is more difficult based on, well, not historically, because historically it's been less, what has happened less often is what the Chiefs are doing than winning three in 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not angry at you. Like, I'm not going to get excited if you
I'm
do
never
feel
angry
like
at you.
I'm not angry at you. I'm not angry at anyone who thinks that this is a dynasty. And I don't really feel very strongly that it isn't. It's just, to me, it's harder to win Super Bowls than it is to get there. It's harder to it's very hard to get to AFC Championship games, so we don't give people that get to AFC Championship games the same level of credit as teams that make it to the Super Bowl, and then we don't give them the same amount of credit that they get for winning the Super Bowl. So I don't want to, like, move the scale to find a way to define what we're watching with the Chiefs, which is historic and tremendous and extremely difficult to do and is honestly astonishing. And I think that they will win this. I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl, like, whatever, we're past that now. But if they win or they don't win or they go back, I'm saying right now, contained as it is, it's an incredibly dominant stretch, maybe a historically dominant stretch. But I don't like to just, I feel like we throw words, go, you know, dynasty, elites, like all time, generational. We try to apply these words to a lot of things that we're seeing to define excellence. And to me, that is three or more. And I don't care about the 6-year stretch. I'm saying if this block, like this star and this coach win within this time, like to me, that is a dynasty.
Well, my thing is, so if we just look at all the best teams, right, that talk about dynasties, right? So you want the Steelers. They won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years in the 70s. That was dominant, right? Every year you see they in there. And with them 5-6 years, yep, they going to be up in the top. The Cowboys, they won, what, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years in the 90s?
Yeah.
I remember back then, like, yo, you know the Cowboys at the end of the year going to be at the dance, right? The Niners, they won 5 Super Bowls in the 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. Around that time, you know they're going to be there. You look at the Patriots. Now, that was a long span from 2001 to 2018, but 9 times out of 10, they're going to be there. It's the same thing with the Chiefs. In this small span, three Super Bowls in 5 years, 6 straight AFC Championship games, like, that's dominant to me, though. Because and then when you actually a player, right, in the whole, out of the whole league, and it's one team that always no matter there. What, every God, year, I don't care who's on the team, they got rid of an all-pro top 7 of all-time wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. I'm saying it, top 7 all-time. Mm-hmm. And they go in a Super Bowl, and then he leaves, right? Then the next year, where they're younger, more inexperienced, not as good.
They go back.
Now, how the hell y'all telling me that ain't a dynasty?
I don't even
just
care.
Just think about that sound, though.
I don't care who they playing with.
They special, bro.
Six.
And then last thing about giving them a dynasty, because, like, you always talk about this. It's more than just the players, right? It's more than just the coaches, the X's and O's. It's the culture that Andy Reid's built, right? Brett Veach, the GM, we lose Tyreek Hill. Okay, who are you going to bring in here to replace him? Can't replace Tyreek Hill. We can't. We're going to get a collective guys that's young. That might be not as good, but they're going to get there. Then you keep building on that. You get linebackers, you get safeties. Like, this is what he does. You're going to get your 7th-round running back? That's one of the key players on your team? That's what a dynasty is all about. From head to toe, they are good and they are dominant.
Well, a team is trying to keep them from winning another Super Bowl led by Kyle.
Are they?
No doubt. The Niners, bang, bang, Niner gang, trying to keep that from happening. Kyle Shanahan, he's led his team to 2 Super Bowl appearances. But now the question, can Shanahan afford to lose in this game? What do you say, Joy?
Yeah, of course. Kyle Shanahan is very bright. He's considered one of the top coaches in the league. He's there. You want to talk about going every single year.
Now,
they got to win, so they're definitely not a dynasty yet. But he's there every single year in the NFC Championship game or in the Super Bowl. He does it with different quarterbacks, with different personnel. He does it with stars everywhere. They have a great culture. They have an identity within the building. So if they don't win, much like the Chiefs, we can't assume they're not going to be somewhere around this within the next few years. That's what Shanahan has proven the ability to do. I know how hard it is to get here. I know how hard it is to get back. We know that. We say that all the time. Dan Campbell said it very openly. We may never be back here. You don't feel that way about Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
He's not getting fired. John Lynch isn't going anywhere, nor should they. They're going to retool and draft and develop. That's what they do. So, look, can he afford to lose if he's trying to cement his Hall of Fame status this year? No, but he ain't done coaching. He's young. He's got many, many decades left of coaching. He has a system that works. It's proven. And if he isn't able to validate it with the Super Bowl this year, our opinion isn't going to change that much of Kyle Shanahan.
Here's why I don't think he can afford to lose. At first, I said yes. Started the day, I was like, of course he can. I love Kyle Shanahan. I think more than probably most people on television. Reason Shanahan cannot afford to lose in the Super Bowl, he'd have to change his business model. Shanahan has a business model. Andy Reid has a different business model. Mm-hmm. Shanahan's business model, a lot of talent around the quarterback. I will make my quarterback great.
All right.
Andy Reid's business model, have a great quarterback. Donovan McNabb, Patrick Mahomes, amongst others. Different business models. Now, they both have led their teams to the Super Bowl. But if your business model, when it is at its best, because this is the best quarterback Shanahan has had, cannot beat Andy Reid's business model when Andy Reid's business model is at its worst. This is the worst team that the Chiefs have had. Got to change your business model. Now, James, you're giving me a look. It's the best quarterback Shanahan's had when Shanahan has been a head coach. Okay, I couch that, obviously.
I'm just making sure.
No hyperbole. So if Shanahan's business model can't win when it's at its best versus Andy Reid when it's at its worst, now you got to change your business model. Because clearly this way will get you there, but it can't work. Shanahan is only missing two week one starters. So the team is healthy. Purdy's playing well. McCaffrey's playing great. And all of your all pros outside of Trent Williams are probably in their prime. Every single one of them. Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, historically all pro, McCaffrey, Fred Warner, Ward, all of them in your prime. If you can't beat Andy Reid now, you got to retool and rethink.
And you got me almost picking the 49ers. It's on you, brother. Go ahead.
He can afford to lose. And that's a good take. I just think that I don't believe it, though.
Break it down. Why not?
Because, like, this is Andy Reid. He might not play. He might not go against him every year. I mean, you do know his record against Andy Reid, do you? He 0-3. Over. It can't be Andy. But I love Kyle Shanahan, though. I think the model of what he's done with the Niners, right? Like, just think about this for a second. You took Jimmy G to the Super Bowl? Yeah. You know, and we know how bad awful he is.
Yeah, Ryan to the Super Bowl.
And then you take the last pick in the draft to the Super Bowl? Yeah. He got so much heart and he put so much into this game. Even I was hearing about how him and the owner was talking about how they paid Jimmy G the $20 million, right? And then they traded three draft picks for their quarterback, Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. And he goes to meeting with the owner and says, I got to talk to you. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, man, what's going to talk about? He said, listen, brother, our third quarterback is the best one. We got a plan. Telling the owner that? Most coaches don't do that. They're going to go with the investment draft pick or they're going to go with the money. So I just love what Kyle Shanahan, who he is, what he's done for this franchise. Dim light on his success, right? Because he's going against Andy
Reid. Let me ask you a question.
The second time Andy Reid in the Super Bowl.
You were on the field. In 2020, Andy Reid faces Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl. LeSean McCoy is on the field. So privilege to have this conversation with you particularly because you were there.
Watch.
There wasn't that big a talent gap between the teams. There wasn't as much because Ty Matthew was on the Chiefs then. Tyreek Hill was on the Chiefs then. Patrick Mahomes was still on the Chiefs then. Travis Kelce was still on the Chiefs then. Chris Jones was still on the Chiefs then.
Yeah.
You've since lost Ty Matthew, a really, really good player. You've since lost Tyreek Hill, a really, really good player. Meanwhile, the Niners have gotten better.
Yeah.
So now the talent gap has skewed heavily in the Niners' favor.
That's true.
But if quarterback is still greater than talent, then Shanahan's going to have to rethink because team is not greater than quarterback because Shanahan's team is way better than the Chiefs team compared to the last time that the Chiefs team beat him. So my thought is, of course, Shanahan can afford to lose that as it compares to his legacy. But if you can't beat him now and the disparity between team is as large as it likely will ever be, I think he's going to look and say, I have to change my philosophy.
He cannot afford to lose this game.
He can't.
When we sit here and we talk about
the greatest
Kyle Shanahan, we say, he's arguably the best coach in the NFL, besides Andy Reid.
Oh, yeah. Besides, yeah.
That's very, 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 very high praise. We say that year in and year out. And you are going to go to another Super Bowl and lose? And we're going to continue to come back on this set, Acho, and say he is one of the best coaches in the National Football League? To me, he has to win a Super Bowl if we're going to keep labeling him and putting him over guys like Sean McVay and putting him over guys like Mike Tomlin because we put him over those guys and those guys have won the big game. So this game right here, and yeah, as a head coach, you only been twice, but you went as an offensive coordinator too and lost the lead 28-3, right? So, and I know a lot of people might not count that, but you was calling plays in that too. He cannot afford to lose this game because if he loses this game, I truly believe the conversation is going to be like, cool, he'll get you there. Can he win the big game?
But we just talked about how the Chiefs are a dynasty for just going.
I understand that. But like we also know how good this Niners team is, too.
Now, listen, personally, I've been talking about Sean McVay. So I'm going to be right back where I already was. I think Kyle Shanahan is right there at the top of the league, and I think he'll stay there.
Yeah.
As far as his resume goes, how are we going to count? Like, we just talked about the Chiefs being a dynasty because they're there. He's here or he's there. He's here or he's there. He's conference championship game or Super Bowl. Conference championship game, Super Bowl. He don't win it, but if we're counting the appearance, for the Chiefs. Why wouldn't we count the appearance for the Niners?
Because the Chiefs have won two.
No, I feel you. But, like, the thought is that they're going. Like, we can't drop him out of the top of the league.
If he had two Super Bowl wins and he's in it again the next 2 years, we're going to give him much more credit. If he goes to the Super Bowl two more times after this and goes 0-4, we still going to be sitting here like, that's
say,
good?
I would say depends, because what Shady says, like, McVay has Shanahan has only ever lost to Brady and Mahomes. We'll have a conversation later in the show of where Mahomes ranks all time. But Shanahan has only ever lost to the greatest of all time in Tom Brady and somebody who people say is the second, third, or fourth greatest quarterback of all time. Mm. So I don't know, James, that we can penalize him. And obviously we will, but not to the same depth that we would penalize others, because he's losing to the best or the second best.
No, I hear him, though. You got to win. Like, I hear about that. But that's why I'm always talking about Sean McVay.
Yeah, but even
because you went there and won.
Correct, and McVay is great.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how far are we dropping Kyle Shanahan down if he doesn't win?
I can't, because again, McVay saw Tom Brady, and he didn't beat him. Now, thankfully, McVay saw Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow, and he beat him. But when McVay saw
I don't grade on a curve like that. The team that got there is the team that's in the Super Bowl.
A is a B.
So you got there, you beat who you're supposed to beat. Otherwise, you really not like that. So that's really what the conversation is. Either you can't beat the greatest, so you should never be in that conversation.
Can I ask you a question also? And I get it. You guys have a valid point, right? Because winning is everything. But all these coaches in the NFL, active, non-active, how many of them coaches is doing this, though?
That part.
Like, bro.
But that's why we talk about him the way we talk about him.
That's why we need to keep talking about it. Because, yo, every year, no matter who the quarterback is, we going. That matter to me. Right? All the greats we talk about, he always going. That matter for something. If I'm a president or a GM or owner of my team, right? Of course, I want to win a big dance. I want to win it. Right. But, yo, if I can't win them, this is what I want. I have a chance to win them every year. Who knows? So Pat one day might just have a broken shoelace. Can't go out there.
So how many does he have to
get
lose
this one?
Huh? Right? Like, how many does he have to lose before we start saying that you got to win this big game? So say he loses this one, and we believe that Niners have a really good roster, like you just said. They have an opportunity to be back in this game, and he loses another. We're going to keep on saying he's in these games.
I feel like you're talking like he's not a great coach.
No, he is a great coach. That's what I'm saying. That's my problem, because we're labeling him as a great coach, other coaches accomplished more than him.
To me, the only thing is who you lose to. Because if he loses to somebody we already think he's worse than, I'm not going to now think he's worse than. Because he's losing to somebody we already think. We don't think he's better than Andy.
No.
So if you lose to Andy, I'm not going to drop. He's already below Andy. You start losing to somebody who I think is below you, now I got no
problem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My opinion of him is not going to change.
Right.
Because if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, he's going to be exactly where I think he is.
Nobody's saying he's a bad coach.
Below Andy. Coaches that have won Super Bowls within his own division. Like, and so what? So he's still like a top five coach.
But you're saying below, like, it's people up here on this table that put him in front of Sean McVay and Mike Tomlin and all that just because he's going.
I'm speaking from my
personal opinion. I don't believe that just because you're going, I don't think that you able to put him over coaches like Sean McVay and all that just because you're going. You ain't won one.
The Sean McVay's tough on me.
Yeah, that's a toss up.
They're a toss to me. Sean McVay's a bad man.
It's not a toss up to me because Sean McVay won the Super Bowl and they've won the same division.
I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that. Sean's better. That's cool.
Right.
But I'm saying they sit at the table, though.
Sure.
And Sean might eat first, right?
Yeah. Maybe. But the kicker is,
it. It gets the big piece.
Because in 9 days,
the refill for
like, that's like, to me, if Sean McVay been to two, Shanahan been to two.
Uh-huh.
Sean McVay don't want one of the two. Shanahan, you got to go win one of the
two. That's what I'm saying.
Right, if he doesn't, McVay still get the big piece of the meat.
I'm with that.
Yeah, the only reason I prefer Shanahan is because I thought about it, and Shanahan has to take some of this blame. But Sean McVay has only ever coached the number one pick ever, from Jared Goff to Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
So obviously Shanahan got to take some of the blame because you missed on Trey Lance, so you got to own it. But to me, what Shanahan has done is just as impressive, because Sean.
I got to cut you off.
Come on.
One dude won a Super Bowl.
Correct.
And the other one hasn't.
With a quarterback that had never won a playoff game before.
That's so correct. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, right. Another thing is, your teams are way better, too.
They are. But
I'm winning championships with less.
Yes. I can't say that.
Why not?
You can't say that.
I can't say that.
Why not?
Because the team, remember, Sean McVay went with Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Goff wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shea traded Jared Goff, a number one overall pick, for Matthew Stafford, another number one overall pick. A number one overall pick who was number one out of high school.
Uh-huh.
That number one out of college.
What does all that matter?
The quarterback's the most important position.
He
that's
never
why it matters
won a
to me.
Playoff game before he got to Sean McVay.
I understand that. Neither is Brock Purdy. So what I'm saying is this, is if you have the number one quarterback, mm-hmm. and he had Aaron Donald, mm-hmm. and he had Jalen Ramsey, and he had Von Miller, that's I'm it. Not going to act it. It. Oh, yeah, it's just a Hall of Famer, and a fringe Hall of Famer. Okay. So I'm not going to act as though, like, that team was... Yeah. I believe that Kyle Shanahan also could have coached that team.
Going to the other side, or are we just going to leave
it? No, into the Niners?
With 9 All-Pros, 8 All-Pros,
whatever. Yeah, but I just said a Hall of Famer,
and a fringe. So I don't understand, what are we penalizing Sean McVay for?
I'm not penalizing. I am saying that what Sean McVay did and what Kyle Shanahan has done, to me, is comparable. Because he's
all college. The man won a Super Bowl, Acho.
Yeah, because by himself. He has only ever coached a number one.
Get a shot by himself. Get a shot by himself.
As the youngest coach in the league and took Jared Goff, who everyone thought was a bust, to the Super Bowl. And then leveled up with Matthew Stafford, who had never won a playoff game in his entire career, and then won a Super Bowl.
I'm saying there's a huge gap. I'm just saying if I had to pick a coach to start a team on any team, 1 year.
It's a gap, like,
see,
as far as this.
That's what I'm saying. See,
no.
See, that's
the gap. At this current point in time, the gap is 60 minutes. At this current junction in time. Because if Kyle wins a Super Bowl, now Shanahan's resume is better. Because now Shanahan's gone to 4 in 5 years, and he's got to win it. But what I'm saying is the gap is currently 60 minutes. So it's not, the gap can't be this. Hey, it's 60 minutes.
Hey, Jason, you be saying, like, man, that side of the table's tripping. This, like,
yeah, he's tripping.
So it's that part of the table tripping. I had to get up. He was so wild. I had to get up.
So now it matters if you're a number one. Like, it's coaches that done took their teams to Super Bowl without the number one.
No, here's why it matters, because I love Andy Reid. I love Andy Reid. But I have also acknowledged that Andy Reid started winning when he got Patrick Mahomes. I love Andy Reid, but I'm not so ignorant as to acknowledge with McNabb, you were really good.
Don't say started winning. Label Andy
Super
Bowl. That's
the Super Bowl. Correct. But it took him having that quarterback. So all I'm saying is Sean McVay had Goff, said, Goff, you're not enough, had a number one overall pick. Here's my thought, and I'll end it with this. I believe if Kyle Shanahan had number one overall picks and that's all he had ever coached, so I think he
would have. That's his design.
Correct. That's why I say
you have him over Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin won one with Ben Roethlisberger and been to another one.
Kyle Shanahan is.
See, that's
I'm not
what
gonna,
I'm saying.
I don't so want to disparage Mike
like,
Tomlin right now.
We're giving him all this credit and all that, and he does not have one of those Super Bowl rings, and we're labeling him as
you think
the
Mike
greatest.
Tomlin's better than Kyle Shanahan right now?
I will
now.
Take Mike Tomlin over Kyle Shanahan, 100%.
You mean today?
Right now.
To do what?
Win.
In what league?
The NFL, which he's never had a losing season.
I like Mike.
That's why
I was
that's why I know. The argument with Belichick's like, yo, Belichick, he loses time, he can't do nothing. Mike Tomlin, if he have any of that quarterback, he's still making a playoff.
And that's the crazy thing, because if he does lose, you guys are still going to be sitting here saying he's better than these coaches?
Yeah. Hey, yo, and real quick, I know we got teased, but we got to keep Andy Reid out of this, though.
Because, I didn't say Andy.
No, because you, like, I don't like when he's the greatest coach of all time.
Uh-huh.
Right? You said he just started winning.
No,
you said he started winning until he had Patrick Mahomes. That's not true.
Super Bowl.
Oh, say Super Bowl. Because, yo, this dude took the Eagles, right? They had McNabb at the quarterback.
Yep.
They had James Thrasher, wide receiver.
Yep.
They had
Todd Pinkston.
So, get some respect to my man.
And he lost.
He lost. Who won it with them dudes? Those are my boys. I was like,
y'all are something, boy. I tell you, that's how the table
Mike,
over there.
He loved Mike McCarthy. He won one Super Bowl years ago.
Hey.
Best quarterback in the NFL of all time. They can't win 2 playoff games. This guy's crazy.
You got more rings than Shanahan, who y'all saying is the greatest of all time.
More ring than Shanahan. He has more ring than Shanahan. He has one. When we return, are Jim Harbaugh's hopes too high for Justin Herbert? He's talking about bringing championships to L.A. That is next. Don't forget. Check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel, SiriusXM.
Call us something, boy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Family, we are on Second and Short. Jim Harbaugh officially introduced as the Chargers head coach yesterday. Harbaugh paired up with Justin Herbert. Herbert has 0 playoff wins in his 4 seasons, but still had high hopes. That is, Jim Harbaugh did for his quarterback. Take a listen.
And it needs to be multiple. multiple championships. And that's, we're going to be humble and hungry, but, you know, that's our goal. That's our goal, is to, you know, treat people in a first-class manner, to win multiple championships.
Hoodie James is back. Before we address this, Jim Harbaugh knows. Good to see you in the hoodie.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you in the hoodie. He started the show off crazy.
Go ahead, Big Dog. I don't know what that stuff he got on.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the problem. We offered James Jones a crazy work hoodie during the break to change into. He aggressively vetoed it to put on a neutral hoodie. I don't know why.
The only reason why I did that is these crazy work hoodies is hot out here right now.
They hot?
So everybody been asking me, I need a crazy work hoodie. So I didn't want to toss it all, stank it all up, and be like, here go your crazy work.
No, that's not what it is.
I'm looking out for other people,
man. See, because he ain't getting no crazy work.
takes the day.
So he don't deserve it.
Exactly.
So we're going to put this away.
So he say some bars.
Until he earn it.
Yeah.
Until he earn it.
Talking crazy.
And I don't know your homies. And they not wearing my stuff.
Y'all put it on. Y'all put it on. He's
talking crazy. Let's get back to Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh said he expects championships from Justin Herbert. Shady, I think that is way too lofty of a goal. I'm thinking about it. Herbert hasn't won anything.
Not yet, no.
Not just at the NFL level. Let's talk about Herbert's draft class for a minute, because I wanted to do enough homework to go and do a deep dive. Joe Burrow won a national championship. Tua Tagovailoa won a national championship. Jalen Hurts won a national championship. But Justin Herbert, even in college, where if you're a quarterback, you can win. Right. Think about the quarterbacks in the college football playoff this year. J.J. McCarthy, first-round pick. Michael Penix, supposed to be a first-round pick. Quinn Ewers, next year, supposed to be a first-round pick. So if you are a quarterback in college, you can win. Okay, so in college, you don't win. In college, you are the least winning quarterback of your draft class, of your peers. Then you get to the NFL. Let's look at those same peers. Joe Burrow gets drafted ahead of you, so he goes to a worse team, goes to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is a second-round pick. He wasn't even a starter. He was a gadget quarterback, goes to a Super Bowl. Tua Tagovailoa leads his team to the playoffs 2 years, and you've gone to the playoffs once. So in college, you weren't a winner. In the pros, you weren't a winner. And now Harbaugh talking about winning championships, plural? Oh, them hopes is too high for me, 2-5. What do you say? I didn't go back to high school. By the way, in high school, he also didn't even win state.
Oh, yo,
but I didn't want to go back to high school.
He killed him, though.
I'm just saying.
And after he killed him, he did the last thing to make sure he was dead. He's just like, he's not breathing. He's done, bro. I mean, I like Herbert.
Of course.
Right? And I got to disagree with you. I think the praise is deserved, right? Because out of all them quarterbacks you named, he might not be the best, but I think he's the best fit, the most talented out of all them guys. Would you agree?
Sure.
Man, he's the most talented of all them dudes.
Yes. Physical talent. Yes.
Whatever. So, I think with a coach like Harbaugh, he'll have a shot. I've watched Harbaugh take Colin Kaepernick to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know how he played as a quarterback. So, I think he has a chance with Herbert. He's the most talented of all the quarterbacks. He can make the best throws of all the quarterbacks. He got a chance.
Championships?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in a division with Patrick Mahomes. None of them dudes is going to be winning championships. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real.
It's like nobody really should even play for
real. Yeah, so they playing around this game, so I'm going to play the game with them. But I just feel like none of them guys will be winning chips like that. We might have one still here and there, but overall, Patty going to be running that thing. It's the new Tom Brady. It's the new Patrick Mahomes era.
I mean, what's he supposed to go up there and say?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like when people get crazy with it, and I don't like when we get crazy with it. Oh, we're Super Bowl contenders now. No, I'm not going to do all that. Let him play a little bit, see how it works.
See what happens.
You know, give him some time to adjust. I don't need to jump into all of that. But everything you said about Herbert is true. Mm.
Yeah, he bang.
I just read the facts.
It is facts. No one can argue with that.
He goes to the funeral to make sure he goes.
Oh, man.
They won't touch him.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this dude?
You know what I mean? Is he still breathing? Like, is this?
In there.
Sheesh.
But that one is a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
So the hope is that Harbaugh's really high level of winning and excellence and resume and reputation and facts can overcome all the facts that you just read about Justin Herbert. Because at the end of the day, that's the reason why he picked this job. Yeah. Herbert's the reason he took this job. Because he's going to have control, because ain't none of the Chargers can walk into a room and say to Harbaugh, other than we own the team, cool, good luck with that. Yeah. How's that going for you? Mm. What coach you on now with your young quarterback? Love that for you. Call me when you want a real one. Mm. So I actually think that this is a fair estimation for Harbaugh. For Herbert, it sounds crazy. You haven't even won a playoff game. and you were going up against Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
So you had an opportunity there. So I don't, I mean, he's at a press conference. He's supposed to say things to get people fired up. Right. Obviously, multiple championships is a, let's start with one. Let's start with the playoff win. But it's Harbaugh, so I understand why he has that confidence.
Yeah, and I agree with him. Listen, my man's excited, right? My man's excited. He out here in La La Land, right?
Got the mic.
He's the best quarterback that he has ever coached in his coaching career. Yes. I don't care if you're talking Andrew Luck. I don't care who you're talking. He's the best quarterback. Yes. He's the best quarterback.
Andrew Luck walked in and started winning.
We need to get out of here.
Andrew Luck has a couple more wins.
Walked in and started winning.
We are talking with what Justin Herbert is at the talent at the quarterback spot.
Is this what he's saying?
He's saying Andrew Luck is more talented?
Yes, bro. Yes. Yes. He had a stronger arm. He's just as good a processor. He could run just as well.
Tough as nails.
God, dog.
Super tough. He played with, did he play like a lacerated kidney or something? What does that even mean?
We're saying this dude is a better.
Andrew Luck had 40 tugs, bro, and 16 picks.
Don't let him get my hoodie.
Can we just
put him in a safe place, bro.
Crazy.
What's wrong with this
dude? Now we talking like
11-5. Andrew Luck's first 3 years.
I'm cool with the wins. When we're talking at the talent at the quarterback spot, you guys are going to sit here and say Andrew Luck is better than Herbert.
Duh.
Yes. And his arm is better and all.
Yes.
No, sir.
Yes.
No, sir. But anyway.
This is the best quarterback that he has ever coached.
Oh, man.
This is the best quarterback that he's ever coached. So if I know this is the best quarterback. Yeah, it's a little something in there.
You got to do that check.
That I've ever coached. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to talk like this. I have won with a whole lot less. No disrespect to Alex Smith. No disrespect to Colin Kaepernick. No disrespect to J.J. McCarthy.
But disrespect to Andrew Luck.
No disrespect to Andrew Luck, but this is the best quarterback that he is going to coach at any level he's ever been at. And that's why I think he's coming in there with that energy and talking like that, because he knows the man came in there talking about he was starstruck with Justin Herbert. He knows, bruh's different. And yes, he ain't turned it into the wins on the field, but when you're talking about an athlete at the quarterback spot, I cannot sit here and say Andrew Luck as a talent at the quarterback spot is better than Justin Herbert.
You have Shady and Otto stressed out.
The sad part is that he
believes
young man.
I know
he believes this.
He believes this. I believe it. I'm not going to sit here and say Andrew Luck is a better talent at the quarterback spot than Justin Herbert.
This is why I think you are the problem. James is
Y'all
the problem.
Are crazy.
James is why Harbaugh has his hopes too high. Because if Harbaugh actually believes this nonsense that James Jones is saying, that's why he's saying championships. Because he believes that. But in what world can such a talent win so little? That's the only question I've ever, ever, ever had for Herbert fans. Like, I remember Cam Newton in college. Shady, you don't like college ball, but I'll talk college ball. I think I know more about college ball than most people hosting daily shows, because on weekends, when I leave this show, I go host a college show for 12 hours. Cam Newton won a national championship game with Nick Fairley and him. That was it. It was them two. They had two offensive players that played in the league. That's it. That's it. Cam Newton. I'm talking both. Because Herbert didn't do it then, but it's fine. It's college. Shady don't like college. It's just college.
A lot of really good quarterbacks in the National Football League.
No doubt. But it's not a lot of really good quarterbacks in the National Football League that aren't really good quarterbacks in the National Football League. And as it stands right now, Justin Herbert's not a really good quarterback in the National Football League. Because there aren't a lot of really good quarterbacks in the National Football League that don't win.
He has the most passing yards in the
first. Who led the league in passing yards this year?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
Came in.
Sam
has the most passing yards.
I don't want to see
everybody.
I don't want a two shot. Sam Howell.
That is crazy.
The quarterback of Washington that got benched was leading the league in passing yards, I believe, through 16 weeks. Find another stat. Please.
Okay, so I think
you don't want to give me a camera because he sounds crazy. This man, 4 years, has
take
the most passing yards of Patrick Mahomes, whoever you want to talk about.
Take that hoodie away.
Like, Herbert is a very, very talented quarterback. He is a very
physically talented quarterback.
He's
a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
I said he's not really good. I do believe he's good.
I didn't say. Well, you get a little crazy there.
I don't think he's really
just
good.
A little bit.
Now you get
a little crazy. So now we can all get back on the same page.
What?
Andrew Luck is really, really good, and he's better than Justin Herbert.
Herbert did something to you?
No, oh, okay. Not at all.
No, but I do.
Lies do.
Why don't he?
It's not about.
Lies irritate me.
He's not shown you the numbers that he's put up to be a really good quarterback in this league.
It's
he's all not a top, about he's not a top 15 quarterback.
Oh, he's top 15, of course, for sure. He's top 10. He's top 10.
But top 10 isn't really good?
Nah, because only 32. So top 10, 30, top 30%.
Shady.
Here's where I'm at. Here's what I do.
He's doing it again. He buys. Should I move? You keep going.
I have to. Hold on. The only thing I don't understand is if you're that good, why you don't ever win?
Well, we can't say that he's never won. He didn't make it to the playoffs. Like, we don't really, let's just say we don't hold rookie years against quarterbacks, right? Like, in general, we don't hold rookie years. So if you don't go your rookie year, which he had a tremendous rookie year, we don't hold.
But if we can't hold it against him, can we praise him for it? If we're going to not hold it against him, because his rookie year is a highlight of his career.
Do you judge rookies?
I do, but I got judged as a rookie, so I ain't had no choice.
Why you judge rookies?
He did go to the playoffs. Like, it's not like he did not win anything.
Correct. I'm saying winning is subjective, right? Winning is all based upon our interpretation. So compared to his peers.
How many playoff wins is Tua have?
None. He's been twice.
Well.
So compared to, he's led his team there twice. So compared to compared to his peers, James, let me talk to you for a second.
I'm trying to listen because you saying Tua and all these dudes.
I'm saying this. I'm saying
this.
He got
the same playoff wins as Herbert. He's a good quarterback, and Herbert ain't. It's hard for me to understand this.
Compared
to
Herbert's peers, Herbert has won less than his peers at every level. Eventually, that has to matter. He's won less than his peers at high school. He's won less than his peers in college. He's won less than his peers in the pros.
Let me ask one question, right? I just want to see how you view this. You the GM, you the owner, you all that, right? And one big, and you got Joe to get, yep. You got Tua, you got Jalen Hurts, and you got Herbert, right? You probably take Joe first?
Of course.
Okay, so if you take Joe out of it, right? Out of the other three quarterbacks. Who are you taking to be your quarterback for your franchise?
Right now?
Look at them. Tell America.
Let him go. Let him go. Clear your glasses. Do that. What do you got to do?
To be told, I am taking Jalen Hurts second. I'm taking him second. I don't feel great about it, but I'm taking him second.
Who are you taking third?
I forgot Jordan Love in that draft class.
You stop. Stop.
So you telling us stop, right now. So you telling us on this man. On air stop. Right now. And you've been as honest as possible, almost, right? That you're going to take Jalen Hurts over Herbert?
Yes, but here's why. I believe that if you put Jalen Hurts on the Chargers, he would have a better record. Personally. Archie. I believe based on Jalen Hurts' ability to both run and throw the ball and his ability to find a way to win.
You're sitting on national TV right now saying that Jalen Hurts is better than Justin Herbert at the quarterback spot.
Jalen Hurts leads to winning more than Justin Herbert leads to winning.
You're sitting on this show right now saying
okay,
that.
So you're
taking Brock Purdy behind Patty in the whole league then?
Hold on.
If you care about winning. So what are we talking?
He might do that, though. But here's the question, though. We're talking about the question that's on the thing.
It's gone now.
But this is why we're talking about this. Are Jim Harbaugh's hopes for Justin Herbert too high? Yeah. So if you take someone you care about winning, mm-hmm. as much winning as Harbaugh does, as excellent, as turnaround organization, as established a culture,
every
as
level,
build up a
every
defense,
level, every level.
With quarterback talent that is lower than what Justin Herbert's is, even if you have questions about his talent, you don't think that Harbaugh having the expectation that he can, based off of what he's already done, resumes behind me, I'm coming in off of a national championship. I've gone to a Super Bowl. I've turned around programs that people still haven't had the ability to turn around. I don't have confidence in just the raw, forget winning, physical ability and wow that we see with our own eyes with Justin Herbert. That's why I don't find this to be too out of pocket.
The only thing that's out of, clearly, Justin Herbert, he got all this. So clearly something's lacking. I'm not on the locker room with him. I'm not on the field with him. But I've played with quarterbacks.
Couldn't it be culture? The Chargers don't have no culture. They have no identity.
You love Harbaugh.
I love Harbaugh.
So if you love Harbaugh that much, and you always prayed about how he's great in college and all that. So what? If you got one of the most talented quarterbacks that we've seen in years, you don't think he would do well together with him?
I think when he said championships, that's what don't sit well with me. So like, you about to go win a multiple.
Come on. He's going to go up to the thing.
About to win
multiple. Welcome to Los Angeles. I'm very excited to get Justin Herbert to one playoff win. That's a realistic goal.
I would prefer, like, our goal here is to win a championship. They brought me here to win a championship. That's my goal, to win a championship. Singular. But look, I mean, if Justin Herbert's that great, James, I'm assuming he would have won by now.
So. I'm just, you beat down Justin Herbert and you praise these other dudes and they got just as many playoff wins as him. And then you taking this thing back to college and all that. Dude is a special talent at the quarterback spot. Yes, I agree with you. It has not turned into a lot of wins.
Why not?
Understood.
Why not?
Bro, this is the most ultimate team sport we play. We can sit here and bring up millions of numbers of how bad his defense was. We can sit here and say ball in his hands, two-minute drills, some games he did not deliver. But we can't sit here and say all these losses and since they ain't been here and there, that he's a bad quarterback.
I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I have never in my life.
But you're saying quarterbacks that are worse than him are better than him. That's basically saying he's not a good quarterback.
Well, I believe that if you are great, it will translate. That's just my belief.
I believe you just lied to the national TV saying Jalen Hurts is better than Herbert. Because I know you don't believe that. Because I know out of all of us up here, you watch the most.
Not what he asked me. That's not what he asked me. He said, who would I draft?
There were a lot of really.
That means who's better. So you're a GM, you're going to draft somebody that's not better than the dude.
I'm going to take the dude who I believe can help me win.
So who thinks better than Jalen Hurts and
who can throw the ball further? It's Justin.
Oh, this guy. Okay, I'm done.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
Can I get that crazy word, Cody?
No.
Family, when we return, if y'all thought it was good now, wait till the next segment. Bill Belichick, he didn't land with the new team during the coaching cycle, but has the Hall of Fame coach coached his last game. That's next on Speak.
Ain't nobody getting no hoodie.
Oh, man. That was...
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
As we celebrate Black History Month, I'd like to recognize Kobe Bryant for all of his contributions to kids like myself, encouraging them to be the best that they can be, but also to not forget about your community. Kobe Bryant and his wife, Vanessa, did so much work in so many ways through their foundation. Every day, he wanted to make a difference. I can't thank him enough for the impact that he's had on me. Thank you, Kobe Bryant, for everything you've done for us and everything you did for us while you were here.
Family, all 8 NFL head coaching vacancies, they are now occupied. But get this, Bill Belichick, maybe the greatest coach of all time, he didn't get a job. How does that happen? They passed over Bill Belichick 8 different times. Well, 7, because his team, they fired him. They just did so timely. 8 teams, no Belichick. Shady, has Bill Belichick, maybe the greatest of all time, has he coached his last game?
Hope so. I'm tired of hearing this Bill Belichick.
You hope so.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, he did great for himself, man. 6 championships, dynasty, coached the best player in football, right? He carried you for so long. Ride out in the sunset, right? Go join Nick Saban and go golfing or go get with the grandchildren, something, mm-hmm. right? It's like, at this point, you begging for a job, and they say you the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
It's time to let it go, bro, right? Because if you don't, it's going to be more evidence of you was not like that this whole time. And it was number 12 the whole time, right? And I'm big on that because I've always said this. Like, yo, if he didn't have Tom Brady, he cannot coach the way he coaches. If he didn't have Tom Brady, he can't even relate to the players a certain way without Tom Brady. And now you see it. So I just think that Bill Belichick, man, just enjoy yourself, man. You did so much for this, for NFL. Just enjoy yourself. Take it easy.
My answer was yes.
Come on, man.
But... I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't think so. I think he's going to take a year off. Mm. I don't know what's going to happen in the National Football League, but it's going to be some coaching vacancies at the end of this year. And I think he will take another job. I don't know how good Bill Belichick will do. To be honest with you, I don't think he'll do that good. I think this is...
Why?
I think this is a young man's game right now. I think personality-wise, he does not click with the players. If it's not a true veteran team... I don't think Bill Belichick fits any of these organizations. But the only reason why I say I don't think Bill is done is because he's chasing to have the most wins in the National Football League. You can tell he's chasing that, or he wouldn't even went on any of these interviews to become a head coach for another football team. So I think Bill Belichick takes the year off. I think he comes back. He might even land in a spot with a really good football team with a chance to compete at another championship. But we can say what we want to say about Bill Belichick. He had the 7th-ranked defense in the National Football League this year, right? Aww. And yes, he did not develop his players and his quarterback and all that, but he still knows what he's doing on the defensive side of the ball,
sure,
if you ask me.
Coordinator.
I think that he will be a head coach running a defense from one of these organizations. He will take this year off, but I think it's an owner out there, a GM out there, that's going to give Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, another chance.
Well, keep your hand, keep your fingers crossed, right? Because these owners are not fooled no more.
I hope not. I hope not, because I hope not, because I'm already up here fighting for my life to defend his resume from years ago. And that's with the knowledge that he has been terrible as of late. Since Brady left, we gave him a pass. Okay, Brady leaves. You get 1 year after the greatest of all time walks out the door. Okay, fine.
That was his best year, too.
Then you get, then you get a new young quarterback to reset with, and it's okay, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse. This is his worst season as a head coach he's coming off of. This isn't like they were, like, competitive or something. It was a disaster. And you're going to risk coming back? Like, say he does fool one of these.
Oh, fool him again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So say he does come in with some unbelievable pitch, right? He's away. Sometimes you got to go away for a little bit, have people miss you. And it's bad again? Then what?
Then he done.
Yes, who he is.
Then he's done? Be done. Be done. Go golf. Fishing, pottery,
naps. Take some naps.
I love naps. I can't wait to nap for a living.
Take some naps.
It's look, Don Shula has 347 wins. He's the most wins as an NFL head coach.
Where's Bill? How many Bill got?
333. The way things looking right now, he might have to stick around for a couple years to get close to Shula, the way that he's coaching right now. So, no, I don't think that he is going to get another opportunity. I don't think he should even want another opportunity. And I say that understanding the competitive nature of this game and how people don't want to hear that. But the reality, what did you say yesterday? There's reality. Like, there's what we're talking about, and then there's actual reality. The reality is that's a long way to go.
It
to catch Shula.
That is a long way to go.
Well, you know he's on the brink to have the most losses of all time.
I just don't know in what world you'd want a below average head coach.
Ooh.
So like, why would you want to hire a below average? No. This is the strongest note I have. I did half of it in real time just now, and I did half of it before the show. The most damning thing one could say about Bill Belichick is what I am about to say. In the 18 games before Tom Brady took over as a starter in New England, Bill Belichick was there, but 18 games occurred before Tom Brady took over as a starter. Bill Belichick was 5-13. In the 18 games after Tom Brady took over as a starter in New England, same organization, Tom Brady was 15-3, winning a Super Bowl. Now, that I prepped before the show. What I'm about to say, I prepped in real time. In Bill Belichick's last 18 games with Tom Brady, his last 18 games, he was 14-4 and won a Super Bowl. In his last 18 games, most recently without Tom Brady, he's 4-14. Nothing is more damning than what I just said. 5-13 to 15-3 in a Super Bowl. 4-14 without Tom Brady to 14-4 with the Super Bowl. There is no further evidence needed,
Damn,
Your Honor.
Bill.
No further evidence
Gigs
needed.
Up,
so
bro.
By that math,
we know who he is.
Seeing that he is, what, 14 games down from Shula, how many years more would he have to coach?
Too many.
So
too
can
many.
Can I ask you guys
whatever you would like,
because
sir?
Because it's been a lot whatever of shots like. Up here fired at me.
It's true.
These are shots. These are just
it's
facts.
That's true. These are just
these numbers. Are facts.
So are you guys telling, so
well, yeah, we tell
on
you.
Andy Reid's side, where do you rank Bill Belichick as the head coaches? I just want to know that for myself.
Wait, I mean,
now that you know who he really is, he's asking.
No, I'm just saying, Bill Belichick, with his resume, however you want to slice it or dice it, and who he had, who he played, coach, all that, 6 rings, dynasty, whatever you want to call. We just talked about the Chief. Where do you rank him as head coaches?
And before you answer.
Because you rank him at 2, right?
No.
Behind Andy Reid.
You think I rank him that high? Are you kidding me?
So
no.
Where do you guys rank him?
Before you answer this question that he's trying to throw you this little softball question, just put into the fact that what he is without Tom and what he was before Tom. And what he is after time.
And just put it in the sixth championship.
And put them in there. Put them in there. Can you go first, sir?
And second most wins in the history of the NFL. Put them in there, too.
I don't be rude. He asked you first.
He did ask me.
Yes.
I'll only answer since the turn of the century, because I'm not going to go into Don Shula and Bill Walsh. It'd be a lie. Like, I don't know enough about these dudes to answer that question. I'm 33 years old. With all due respect, Tom Landry, I don't know where to put him.
Yeah.
Vince Lombardi, I don't know where to put him. I apologize. Yeah. Turn of the century, let me get Andy Reid.
Hello.
Let me get Mike Tomlin.
See. Okay.
Just I know.
Get Mike.
It's okay.
Let me get Mike Tomlin. Can I just name three?
See, Connor named three.
Yeah, sure.
Connor named three.
Sure, three. I wish you would say it.
Jay, you said it.
We need one more. Oh, he's not doing three.
I want to let you get the third one, man.
Forget the breaks.
It's a collective process.
No, but like, even the Mike Tomlin thing, though, which is funny. Like, I watch Mike Tomlin win games and go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Were real, real bad quarterbacks.
Right? And I love Mike T.
And I watched Bill Belichick lose the greatest player in football and look awful.
Yeah. Where do you guys put him?
Pete Carroll's not a bad answer either, Shady.
I mean, Bill somewhere.
One Super Bowl.
I don't count out Shula or Jimmy Johnson. Bill Walsh, George Joe Gibbs. There are a lot of great coaches. For me, it's really hard to just rank coaches outright. Obviously, Andy Reid. I think Bill Belichick is up there because I have the perspective of the game changing. That's like what he is now isn't to me what he was when him and Brady were together. I think the league was different. I think the consistency of that organization. I think some of the pieces that he brought in contributed to that. I think the defense. I think the special teams. So I have a bit of a more nuanced take on coaches in general. I don't think you can just blanketly say this coach is the best, because if we did that, then we would go with Bill Belichick. But I don't think Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, because we have seen him without Tom Brady.
Top five.
And I can't ignore that.
Right.
He's not that good, bro.
Y'all are.
You don't want to accept that.
It's hard.
But like, I can't.
You've been fooled your whole life.
You've been fooled. He's still fooled.
Look at his eyes. He's still fooled.
Like,
he in a second place?
Crazy.
No, he ain't second place. How? Think about this for a second, yo. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes wants to go to play for the Bills. The Chiefs still gonna be good.
Wake up, James.
They still gonna be good.
There's no Super Bowl.
Wake up.
This is good.
Everybody ain't winning Super Bowls though, unless you got them pieces.
He won six of them.
And what he had?
It don't matter.
I mean, if you go,
you are saying Andy Reid's the greatest coach of all time, and he only won Super Bowls with the second greatest quarterback of all time.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, if Andy Reid was with the Patriots, right, and Tom left, what I'm telling you, James Jones, for the eighth time, they're going to be a good team. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, so why isn't Mike Tomlin the best coach ever then? He ain't never had a losing season.
I don't want to take the conversation. I know what you're mad about. I hear you. I know he wanted to say Kyle Shanahan. I know he did. Serious note, though. Do you hear what I'm trying to say?
I
don't.
So for your man to be so great, this is my thing. If you were so great, like everybody wanted, like you're saying, why does it look so opposite than what it used to be like?
You know what's crazy?
You're not answering this question.
He never answered. You know what? I'm done.
It don't matter about it. Look, the boy has six championships. Could you imagine you have six Super Bowl rings and somebody saying you're not a great player, Acho? That just sounds crazy.
Robert Horry got six, don't he?
So now they got six without Horry?
He got seven. Oh, Robert Horry, bitch, I got seven. Wow.
Yeah, and like he has a name.
Now we put Horry and Bill Belichick in the set. Let's go.
Go, we gotta get out of here. Hey, no crazy work hoodies for him. Ooh. But flowers are being handed out on the other side of this commercial break. It's time for Friday Flowers, family.
This boy is confused.
You all are crazy. Wow. And he has a ring.
Welcome back, family. It is time for Friday Flowers. Joy telling us all the stories that we need to know about. Go ahead, Joy.
All right, flowers to the NBA for putting together a three-point shootout between the Queen and the King of Three. So Steph Curry, the NBA's all-time three-point leader, will face off against the WNBA's reigning three-point shootout winner, Sabrina Ionescu. And here's how this whole thing came together. First, Sabrina challenged Steph after her record-setting 37-point final rounds in the WNBA three-point contest last year. Then Steph issued a challenge while he was mic'd up during a game recently, and she accepted. So it's a little extra fun thing for the NBA All-Star Weekend. I don't know who I'm taking in this, but I know it's going to be very fun to watch. So flowers for them putting this together for the fans. This is a very, very interesting story. I fly a lot, and I've had a couple of these instances on flights that I've been on. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews came back. Whoa, I don't know what's happening with the... What just happened, guys? I skipped around for me. Sorry. This is what happened to New Live Television. The prompter just freaked out on me. This is why we have these cards. And now we're going to talk about Tua. So my Dolphins aren't in the Super Bowl, but Tua will be in Las Vegas, making an impact nonetheless. The Dolphins quarterback teams up with the NFL's Salute to Service program to gift a military veteran and his brother a trip to the Super Bowl. Staff Sergeant John Jonesy Jones earned a Purple Heart during his 12 years of service. Tua, who comes from a military family, like I do as well, had this to say about Staff Sergeant Jones and to those who serve. Whenever I face setbacks, challenges, or adversity in my football career, I can always find inspiration from the men and women in the military who bravely serve our country. Flowers to Tua for showing this very deserving former Marine a little love during the Super Bowl season. And now we're going back to the desk, or we're not. Okay, we're going to talk about Mark Andrews now. Thank you guys for doing this to me on live television. This is why I am a vet. I will keep making noise until we get back to where we're supposed to. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews came back from injury to play in the AFC Championship. And he did a very heroic thing that week as well. He jumped into action on a recent flight when a female passenger fell into distress. According to a witness, Andrews offered up his diabetes testing kit. So he has to test for diabetes constantly, even on the sidelines. He instructed the crew on how to use it. And once it was determined that she actually had low blood sugar and that was the issue, she was given some juice and recovered enough for the flights to continue to its original destination. So he acted quickly and acted like a hero. And we appreciate Mark Andrews for that. And I'm sorry for all of that. That will not happen again. But
I'm not going to lie. You acted quickly in that moment because that is much more difficult than it looks. I'm like, trying to read prompter that does not exist is about the hardest thing one can do.
That's why I have television. The cards. Like, if you ever wonder this little behind-the-scenes TV stuff, that's why I have the cards, but it all happens too fast to get on
them. No, that was really, really good. But
thank
look,
you.
What's harder, though? Doing that or trying to get an answer from him?
Because
he don't answer no questions, though.
Honestly, that's a top.
And then he get loud, too. Like, bro, you get loud, but you still answer the question.
The crazy thing is you about to respond like you answer all the questions.
That's the crazy. I will say what Jordan is trying to do is harder.
You have a tendency to deflect on the show. You answer the questions.
She said we.
You weren't talking about you.
I know you're not talking.
You said he.
He actually don't want to answer a question. He goes like this.
He's so quick to be pointing them fingers, y'all. Well, I'll tell you.
All right, well, let me be quick to get the commercial break. Stephon Diggs, he chimed in, the Bills superstar wide receiver, and he said his future is uncertain in Buffalo. Hear the specific details of what All-Pro Stephon Diggs said. The tenure could be over. Oh, my God. You got to return to hear this one. That is next. A little breaking news, family. Stephon Diggs at the Pro Bowl had some comments about his future for the Bills. He said, obviously, there's a lot of changes going on, a lot of things I can't really put the carriage before the horse, you know what I'm saying? But I got a great offseason in front of me to put a lot of work in and kind of build around what we got and what we're doing. Here's the most important part, the last sentence. I can't tell you what the future holds, but I'm still being me. Got to go to the wide receiver at the desk, James Jones. This is the wide receiver speaking, an all-pro caliber wide receiver speaking. But in the last 8 games, he was not the leading wide receiver for the team. Shakur actually was. So break it down. What do you make of Stephon Diggs saying, yo, I can't tell you what the future holds, but he is under contract, family?
Yeah, what I make of it is he's probably going to be on a new team. And the reason why I say that is I remember my coach, Edgar Bennett, always told me when I was with the Packers, he said, never let them figure out they can win without you. Mm. And through the 6-game win streak, that's what the Buffalo Bills found out.
Mm.
Stephon Diggs does not have to get the ball or be super involved in this offense, and we still could find ways to win. In 6 games, 31 catches, 266 yards, 0 touchdowns. That's not really helping, right, to be an all-pro wide receiver, especially what he has done in Buffalo until that 6-game stretch. So for me, the Buffalo Bills have found out that they can win without Stephon Diggs. Once you figure that out and your quarterback can still play at a high level, and we all can say Josh was playing at an extremely high level through that 6-game win streak,
I think we have seen the last of Stephon Diggs in a Buffalo Bills uniform. I honestly do. I think he'll be playing somewhere else. Do I think he will ball and get busy? Absolutely. He's that type of player. But I think he will be in a new uniform before the season starts. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
I hate that because you might be right. Yeah. And I don't want to see that. You know, I had a chance to see his brother a couple of days ago. And, you know, he's not going to get too in-depth of the conversation about his brother leaving or staying. But I just told him that, man, your brother's a beast. He's one of the best in the league for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that Josh Allen and him together are a great duo.
That's right? All they showed us.
And it's like they every year they get better and better and better, yeah. Right? And they get closer and closer and closer. And I just think that this is my opinion. Stephon Diggs before Josh Allen, he probably was still really, really good. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Did you?
No, sir.
I didn't know that.
I did because I'm just a receiver.
Josh Allen, you ain't know he's this good. You ain't know he's this.
Oh, I knew he was that.
He's a receiver. I can better for the
day. Okay. All right. He knows 100 catches a year, almost all pro, almost every year. Cool. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Before you had Stephon Diggs, I thought you was a good player.
Yeah.
I didn't know you was that.
True. And I think that when you put them together, they make magic. So I love when I watch Stephon Diggs out there 14 getting busy. And I love when I see 17 throwing the ball. That's a duel that you love to see. So I hope they can work it out. Hope he stays a Buffalo Bill because he's that good.
On the other side of the break, Joy, you and I will weigh in on this. I'm wondering, though, Josh Allen, how much does he still want Stephon Diggs there? Because at the end of the day, it's a whole lot of headache. And this year, it wasn't a whole lot of help. We'll weigh in on the breaking news on the other side of this commercial break. That's next on Speak. Don't go anywhere. Stephon Diggs at the Pro Bowl. He says, I can't tell you what the future holds, but I'm still being me. That's in regards to staying in Buffalo or leaving. Joy, what is your reaction?
Yeah, it's tough. I think I kind of agree with James because there's been smoke around this situation for a while now. And generally, I don't really get too much into the drama. Like when you lose, everybody's upset.
No doubt.
Reasonably. Like, they have expectations of getting to and winning a Super Bowl. You're not getting where you want to go. You're losing to the same guy over and over again. There's questions about your, you know, what your antics on the sideline. You get along with Josh Allen. It's a lot. And usually the season starts and start playing well and everyone forgets about it. But this year, it didn't really go like that. They were in a tough position and everyone had to play their best down the stretch in order for them to even be in the postseason. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's not there. I don't think he is unaware of the conversations that have been had about him in his time in Buffalo and whether it was coming to an end. So I don't think he's unaware of saying something like this and what it's going to stir up also.
Yeah, for me, I think he's done there. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, like, we know Stephon Diggs is tired of the Bills. He's been tired of the Bills. Last year, Cam, he was like, nah, I'm good on that. Josh Allen, Bengals game, throwing his hands up in front of him. His brother says, come on now, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs made you. So we know Stephon tired of the Bills. But I think finally, and James, you alluded to it, the Bills tired of Diggs. I think finally the Bills are tired of him too. The players get tired of organizations all the time, but the players so talented, you keep them around. But there comes a point in time where the coach is finally like, you know what? We good on you, bro. You're not worth the headache. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw it in Philly when Chip Kelly, for a lot of reasons, with a lot of them people, was like, you know what? You talented and all, but you're not worth the headache. Mm. Not the right decision all the time, but once the organization gets tired of the player.
No. Every time you say Chip, it kind of, you know.
What happened? No, I saw
a grin at the corner of my eyes. Like,
who got tired of who?
I'm saying Chip got tired of certain star players in Philly, and so they, you know, they were no longer there.
You know what, though? I can't blame the organization for that. That's a Chip Kelly thing. Because when I left, they were begging to get me back.
Who's they?
The Eagles.
But the Eagles
are Howie. Calling Sean McDermott all the time to try to get me back.
Begging.
And they wouldn't do it. And I remember going to the front desk. I said, listen, man, can't get into all the details, course, right? Because it might not be
private.
Legal.
Private matter.
But anyway, I say, yo, what are we doing here? Go get this draft. Get drafted a rookie quarterback. I get it. I don't have time to wait for him to grow. And then you ship out Sammy Watkins, you bring in Calvin Benjamin, tight end, wide receiver. I know what they was doing with him. So I'm like, what are we doing with me? Mm-hmm. I'm still hot. I've still got this, right? And he was trying, they preached me that they're doing this and that third. So I was trying to get up out of there because I was trying to win.
How'd this become a LeSean McCoy?
I don't know.
Oh, you were saying something.
I don't know. You brought up Chip Kelly.
Yeah, but I didn't even say Shea.
Yeah,
I
thought you were talking about Jack or somebody.
No, that's who I was. I didn't. You know, hit dogs holler, though, I get. But he's hot.
Triggered something on
him. I mean, I
just wanted to clear the air.
Family, when we return, Patrick Mahomes, he might already be a top 3 quarterback in football, but do we agree that is next on Speak. He just wanted to clear the air, family. Let him clear the air.
Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl once again. That means three Super Bowls in 5 years. But the question has now been asked of his dad if his son is the greatest quarterback ever, and said he's third, trailing only Tom Brady and Joe Montana. But he is, quote, on the right trajectory, close quote. James Jones, Patrick Mahomes already top three all time.
Yeah, Patty, it's Tom Brady and it's Patrick Mahomes, in my humble opinion. I think Tom
Braggy?
I think Patty Mahomes is the second greatest quarterback in NFL history. And to me, I don't think a third championship outweighs what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished. Six straight AFC championships, two MVPs, two Super Bowls MVPs. I'm taking Patty.
I think his dad has it right. I still have Montana as number two. Patrick Mahomes is three, and there's no shame in that. I mean, Montana's a four-time Super Bowl champion, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, five-time All-Pro, Hall of Famer, 4-0 record in the Super Bowl.
I'm taking Brady, Joe, Peyton Manning. Please. And then I'm taking Pat. Five times NFL MVP, went to four Super Bowls with four different head coaches. But we'll talk more later, Tupac.
Yeah. I think his dad's right. Patty's three. Joe's two. Mm-hmm. Tom, as you already know.
Mm-hmm. Shady, Shady, it's a strut. Shady had a long day on the show.
Hey, Ray Sean is next, man.